USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The U.S. House of Representatives will vote on Wednesday to approve President Biden's $2,000 billion coronavirus stimulus package. With not enough Republicans to block the measure, it should get passed. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said, "It is a remarkable, historic, transformative piece of legislation that goes a long way toward crushing the virus and solving our economic crisis." End quote. Another woman has come forward accusing Emmy Award-winning New York Governor, Democrat Andrew Cuomo, of sexual harassment. This complaint is reportedly from a member of Cuomo's executive chamber staff. The woman alleged Cuomo inappropriately touched her late last year at the governor's mansion, where she was called to work. This brings the number of women to six, now accusing Cuomo of sexual misconduct. Cuomo denies any wrongdoing. Last week, Rasmussen conducted a 1,000-person poll. Half of America doubts 78-year-old President Biden is physically or mentally fit to be president. The poll has a 3% margin for error. USA Radio News.
It's happened. Since Election Day, more than 5 million people have downloaded the free Newsmax TV app from their smartphone store. It takes seconds, and with the free app, you can watch Newsmax TV right away. Most cable news channels require a paid subscription. Not Newsmax. You get real news whenever you want. At home, Newsmax TV is on all major cable systems. And it's free on OTT devices. Your smart TVs like Samsung, LG, Vizio, and Roku. YouTube, Zumo, and Pluto. Now, the free smartphone app lets you watch Newsmax easily wherever you are. So check Newsmax.com online for breaking headlines. Then go to the Newsmax TV app to watch the latest news with Sebastian Gorka, Dick Morris, Greg Kelly, Diamond and Silk, Michelle Malkin, Mike Huckabee, Alan Dershowitz, and so much more. Newsmax is already the fourth highest rated cable news channel in America. Everyone is watching Newsmax because it's real news for real people.
Representative Vicente Gonzalez, the Democrat from Texas, closed an account with Bank of China following a news report. Gonzalez's most recent financial disclosure forms list holdings worth more than $100,000 with the bank owned by the Chinese Communist Party. Media outlet BuzzFeed announced Tuesday it had laid off 45 reporters, editors, and producers from the newly acquired Huffington Post, a.k.a. HuffPost. HuffPost executive editor Hillary Frey and Louise Rogue also resigned over the layoffs. All residents 16 and over in Alaska can now get their COVID-19 vaccine shot.
Alaska has become the first state to offer COVID vaccinations to all eligible residents. Governor Mike Dunleavy announced Tuesday that effective immediately, any individual living or working in the state over the age of 16 can get the shot. According to the CDC, Alaska has administered more shots per 100,000 people than any other state in the union. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
14 spring training games today in baseball. First game is at 1:05 p.m. Eastern. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
The Biden administration is on the losing end of the U.S.-Mexico border. After eliminating President Trump's strong border policies, the amount of unaccompanied children has exponentially grown and the policy of allowing COVID-19-infected immigrants onto the streets of America unhindered is nothing short of a COVID-19 super spreader policy. Immigrants at the border are telling reporters President Biden's policies are the reason they are here. Dan Araki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau reports.
A record number of migrant children are being held on the southern border as an influx of unaccompanied minors has overwhelmed Border Patrol facilities in recent weeks. Senator Marsha Blackburn says the Biden administration can no longer deny that their policies caused that surge. The Tennessee Republican tells Newsmax TV comments from the White House are the direct cause.
They can no longer say that this is not a crisis, that they have not mismanaged this situation, and they can no longer say we didn't cause this. It just happened. Because you're hearing from people coming to the border that they heard the president's remark and therefore they came to the border. When you have the DHS secretary and the president's spokesperson going out here and saying, don't come now, just wait, don't come now. What they're saying is, we will allow you to illegally come. This is saying we will allow you to break the law.
The Biden administration continues to say there is no crisis at the 1,954 miles southwest border. USA Radio News.